Ring of light.
What is it?
No, these lapel. It should be actually closer to your head
what
somewhere.
Is?
Yeah, that's a bit better.
Looks
good. Oh, somebody. One of your rival geeks.
Sabotage.
We won't see that summit.
Sorry.
What?
No,
Was that
just
an
sorry.
answer?
No, that's just sorry. No.
Okay. But
oh, break this one. Okay.
Have you changed the
I didn't I was trying to I didn't have privileges to get in to update your phone.
Yeah.
I actually
yeah,
meant, to,
that,
I meant to send the email and then
yeah.
I just didn't get
No, when you said at the beginning, I thought, must check
yeah,
the rewrite in the.
Yeah, because I forget mine as well. It's just like, you know, every time I put something in there. So yeah, I was, yeah, that was the main thing. So as soon as I had something, it would be like, I was making a couple little changes as well. So those would be able to play with. Still working on the, trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just seems a little chaos.
Yeah.
So I know it's like if you're gonna use this stuff later on in your life, then you spend time to invest and learn all about them, but it's like what's the minimum I can get? Unless I wanna do something like this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called disfor.
I saw that and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
Because
I was trying some stuff a couple weeks ago. So that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, really?
It does. It has about three lines of XML.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it's not against the answer.
What's that?
But yeah,
that was.
Just seems to be able to find space to write. Doesn't matter.
Maybe possible versions of what's out.
I had lots of stuff in there.
Loads of stuff. All these objects.
I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things. I needed them. They were for this though. It's all right. But
let's record on that. So we probably won't have to record.
There's about 8 gigs on there, so
yeah.
This must be an order lot, I hope. It's just
yeah. How's everything else gone?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had to play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, that's it. Generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it didn't cause any problems, but it just...
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that, how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, because it does everything, just kind of... I guess that's its default behavior.
Might as well, yeah,
fine.
I mean...
It doesn't really do anything.
Yeah. The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bunking in next to you. That always generates these. I think when you left-click or right-click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so you can't.
Yeah, I didn't discover any of those, yeah. I did have a list.
Okay.
I followed it to see if it didn't break. I didn't break too. I didn't play that long. Seems alright, isn't it? And the Star Fox screen is fine, yeah. It's alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that I could do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test try there, but you can do that.
Yeah,
we did.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording?
No, that's right. The only thing, it's not, startup screen's not too pretty, but that's good.
Yeah,
well,
right. At the moment, as well, the whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all, but I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time, but at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no,
it's not
the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to really start. So I'm quite glad that it looks, not nice on one run and all this kind of.
Were you using like the GUI builder or just off?
No,
or?
This is just, yeah.
Okay, that's.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, the speed characterization is finished.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. I haven't updated all those object files yet, because it takes ages on the CPUs. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here.
That's
but that's not long to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Do you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
It really speeds up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
That's
what. Yeah.
So that it says what speakers are in each meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your sound is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. Nice.
Yeah. The dialogue apps are all done. And they're quite amusing, some of them. But the thing actually, what I wanted to talk about dialogue apps was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the first one statement is that I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue app starts with statement,
right.
And so everybody's top dialogue app statement.
Well,
so I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows what it? Back channel.
It's when yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep it then. And then the other.
I don't know.
Well, it's kind of boring.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
It's very.
Some people don't know. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And, some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So which, suggest, maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, that's why I wanted to know whether or not we, because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five, or the top X, you give it a number and you give it the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogues for each person in the meeting. And then map that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialect that you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. So I don't know what we want to display. That's what I think. That's what I'm asking you.
And if they have like a choice, so they can filter those out from the top most common. Just say okay, show all or show, only.
All's like 25.
But
dialogues.
I mean, do we care if
I don't know. It doesn't really matter.
I think it'd be difficult. But it would be difficult if in the speaking characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, so just say one of the boxes just explains that this is my top five dialogue decks.
For the speaker. Yeah.
And then in the meeting you have, you can either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you can have a list of each speaker's top dialogue decks.
Yeah.
either of those would do you, but it would start to take up a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't. No.
Well, you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaking window, it's a speaking characterization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious.
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four maybe interesting ones.
Okay.
And then
some often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of his jokes in undergrad.
You follow
the
Yeah. This is good for browsing though. It's perfect. I mean, that's sort of
yeah,
exactly what you want to do with these things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that's what Stevie characterization gives me.
Exactly.
Who's
yeah.
the one I'm all interested in this guy? Because he seems to be funny. Give me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sticking to the next joke.
Yeah. That would be quite good.
So, is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke or
what percentage,
what percentage
of the dialogue
of jokes
that he makes are
yeah,
jokes in the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So once when
okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with the dialogue. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label, so I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
It's just and statement, which is boring. And also, the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something, so if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put the dialogue, the code, and then they put that, so I just ignored any quoting material because it's
yeah.
really
yeah.
weird.
Yeah. Also, not a real joke anyway.
Yeah, somebody else's joke, so you have to be original about it.
Yeah, I mean, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that?
Yeah, that's
not at all.
I'll just finish the mic support chain. I can't remember, but I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it out there so you can start using it.
When I update, then I'll just recompile the mBrowser and then just get that.
You will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, uses my progress one.
Yeah.
The InSearch. Actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with a name?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just know it's called meeting and speaking.
Okay.
Well, I can tell you.
It doesn't matter at this point. You know, I'm just curious. Think about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true too.
You can move on there.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it does seem to make a bit on them at least, beyond the packages. It's not just in the same directory, it works, so it's what it is.
I have one little question that I reckon should have a little icon.
You can double click on it.
Well, no.
Oh,
it's,
oh.
yeah, it's got letter. I know they've got an X, which is, you know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to do that.
Yeah, it wouldn't be something else.
Sorry.
Just borrow a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
something original. What do you suggest? The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But
same.
You have a big yellow M, maybe?
What am I saying that before?
You'd be sued for that, huh?
Super sexy browser.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just probably basic, just text, font, and just something nice, something
yeah.
solid. Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's times that we can't really put more than one character in the image.
Anybody have any artistic talent?
And a season in informatics.
Oh, something
was
some balance. Maybe I'll check if I can find it.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll look up something.
How do you add that to the to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure, okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the, whatever the main window is, you set GIF or something, set
yeah.
pixels.
Yeah, I know how to put it there.
Okay.
I'll
have to import it somehow, I'm not quite sure. Okay. Yeah. I think you used to get
a file name. Yeah. Tell us what
it'll
do
the
RMI
expression down.
Yeah, yeah, just
nice.
You have to remember to include any evaluation, how did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes!
It's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
It even has some sound when it comes on, you go, welcome to the meeting.
Do you get sound on these machines?
No.
Actually, have you ever managed, oh yeah, you must have been there, but playing sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, you'll just play it. Just
I'm very, very glad.
If
definitely on the front too.
If the sound card is registered to your name,
mm-hmm.
which
yeah.
it usually isn't,
yeah.
and you have to reboot, you sometimes lose it.
Right. Sometimes it works, yeah.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech lab.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, this looks good.
Yeah. I'm running some troubles with it in using the another package instead of writing it from scratch because we both, I don't know. Just not that I haven't run it much, but we'll see what happens
yeah.
in the next day.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. I don't know, still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one. Well,
yeah.
as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were getting, like, figured that the ranking did make sense, like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So, if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the
mm-hmm.
search and since that's probably what we're looking for.
Thank you.
Sure.
I still can't make it on TNT from
Java. Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you make it
work, then well, so. Yeah, I'd be surprised if I'm bad at
Java. Yeah, I didn't expect these cards to be so much, but Java.
Yeah, that's
it. Feels like
it's a Java.
It's a Java card. Yeah, anything else is like
practical Java.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
I think I just found the documentation for NXT.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I think
I'm just
it was
like, right, I'll try this then. This is what
yeah.
yeah.
It was finally generated by going to generate Java dot com this one. And then never put it to it.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, it's still, I guess, research.
Yeah. It's good to know what methods are there
yeah.
without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm just curious.
So
did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought
we changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know, which, oh, well, we should do this, should we? So I don't know, do we want to set an actual hard deadline, or
yeah,
like when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any detail.
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with like test cases or whatever for the people and just yeah, come up with scenarios.
That's
that
true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we could do that in like the meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And
just brainstorming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that
would
give
us
the
whole
thing. Yeah, yeah. I've got my DNLG presentation.
Oh. Too much now.
Yeah.
But yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Monday. I mean, we could. Should we make up Monday? Or.
we'll probably have to touch a sleeve at some point as well.
Yeah.
We'll probably
like
just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's not around this week, is he?
Yeah,
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just a day.
Yeah.
Send him an email, probably really good.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So we don't ask.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, you know, you never gave us any test subjects. But so he's supposed to give us test subjects.
Well, sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Yeah, find some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
The thing is, because we're going to be making an email, we'll know, right? And let's see.
Right, yeah. We're looking for volunteers.
Yeah.
Yes. I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they're time. Terrifying people.
Well, they're going to use...
Well, they
are
friends,
so
they're
just
yeah,
the perception projects and
yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah, that's
probably
true.
A fake anyway.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
We need to be half
an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to use each other.
Yeah, actually some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing, have more of a break. So I have an idea. Get a range of types of people involved, like not entirely computer,
yeah.
Like not
well, they will be
analytics literate.
They have to be.
Yeah. I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range
so
of people.
So how many people are we going to try and...
I guess think like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking of like 10.
No,
it was taking forever, and then you got to analyze the results.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Like the thing that did an ETI course a while ago, and it's just that's what they did. You know, the 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. And that was fun. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How can you get a range of people if you have 3?
Yeah, one computer scientist,
one art
student, one dude off the
street. Yeah,
one's
supposed to be a woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one.
Maybe we should just have 2.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. We should find 2 people.
Another thing. We have the presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Or nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it's
Tuesday.
Yeah,
two
it's 2 weeks
today.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so. I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So
that's
and that's going to 25th.
Oh,
that's
the
way
I understand it.
Yeah,
so it's
not
good.
I thought you said 25th, even though it's Good Friday.
Good.
It's
yeah.
Not
a
Good Friday if that's
yeah. Oh, yeah. Easter, too.
Wow.
It's
not a Good
yeah.
Friday.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally either.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the
evaluation.
No evaluation.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then
we should try and have it done by then anyway, and we know who's buzzing again.
Yeah, that's probably
slacked a lot.
It's a good target.
Yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. Basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation.
It's just funny that you know, have it finished by Monday because after Monday I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's like we had
yeah.
It's a bit more time.
Yeah. Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free like.
Oh, the next one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm free this after
have
this Monday. Well, when is
it?
That's easy compared to.
Me.
I mean, I'm not even. Because
I don't have anything.
And you must have your research.
Well, that was in on the 18th.
Is that in on the
18th? Didn't know that. How's yours?
I'm not that at all. Yeah.
So.
Timeline was put in 25th, and that's Friday.
If that was us, then not him.
Yeah, just, that's why I'm trying to find his.
Yeah, Thursday 24th.
I'm trying to be part of the 24th then.
Well, now you can.
End of lectures.
Yeah.
So.
So 24th, so.
Anyone fancy writing in an email? Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the dollars to go for the demonstration, or?
That, yeah, and.
We should have it down here, okay, yes. Hopefully.
But it's still important.
Is that a part of the demonstration, do they want that information?
Yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare a presentation.
Right.
And, what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation? Have you got people yet for us, or what are you thinking, when? Did you say anything about like what we expect of the final report and stuff, like no names or?
A few little things, just made some comments at the last meeting, just general, like how it all makes grades, blah blah blah.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Did you ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No, I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
And how long for?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, is it?
But we can write a lot, I mean, I think we should write everything.
Exactly, well, we have a bit of time.
Yeah. Cause this, I mean, we have interim report of 7 pages, and that's, we could, 7 pages, yeah. We could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's gonna be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine tune it or detailed and.
Yeah. And then, I mean, write about the evaluation. Yeah, well, that's going to be quite.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think. Yeah, sure, it's just going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, mm-hmm. Do you want to write an email then?
Sure.
That'd be good. And when I get home today, which will be. Before 6:30, I will make that file readable, writable, everything.
Sure. Yeah. No big rush.
Well, I will.
Although, just to get it out of the way, so. I'm not sure I'm going to remember to do that tonight.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it would be good if I had them, by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window, how's it organised?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to check the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google. Like,
at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet, is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just,
yes.
Just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as this come up, we'll just pop them in.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one,
it doesn't do anything yet.
Okay.
Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. Yeah. So there's a couple of those little things.
The icon one, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and it makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you want to do one left click highlights the result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like the various like different topic. Or
usually one left click it's highlights it, cross highlights everything. I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, and like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window, like that.
No, it's difficult because.
So
well,
I can
you
just
can look
trace
at
back and figure out what objects there are.
No, it's difficult.
Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because it has to find the topic first.
Mm.
That was a pain. And when you right-click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Mm-hmm.
So you could take that for loading.
Mm.
So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you if you double left click then it loads.
So one left click just highlights.
Highlights, yeah. I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on.
Oh, just the item.
But
yeah.
Also highlights.
The transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because. Because you only ever have one meeting open, and those results will be. Well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight. Because you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
okay.
And you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross out anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we printed up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it like how we said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms, and then we'll
okay.
either multi-select or choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by
that? Well, just if there's like three of the top meetings, like you said before, language, we're looking for the word language and get the highest rated ones to actually look for the terms, so we're not looking on all 76,
mm-hmm.
75
oh, okay.
So the results from that will narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. And we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen. And if you can.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now. When we do the
well,
local search, at least.
In any case, if you left click, on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
not, it can't.
Yes.
So. It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor in Europe, right?
Yeah, you have to start again. Just do topics.
One.
So you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah. Can you make? Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different.
Just take that away. The
right.
The local checkbox.
Because
carefully start up.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have it.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy.
Yeah, we can make that. That'd be
that's
really handy. Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact, you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go to the global search for topics?
Yeah, that was
like,
if I make a
just
index.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, I
did
think about that, but cool.
What?
I didn't even
bother
with that, but.
Well,
well
I mean, it's not first priority, maybe, but.
Are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
What?
Or is that sort of going, like our own topic segment? Like, since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment?
Well,
we're
certainly
you are.
Doing enough to make it so we can do some numerical notes or something.
But we're not going to be
very easy.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
All the label ones.
Yeah.
Label twos. Okay.
Yeah. No, I won't do that. But like, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it decent keywords, I don't think you can expect me to also come up with a search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
no, it would be kind of straightforward. If you're creating it to
a
browser.
Yeah, if I create it to my browser, I don't want to do that. I did have a look at trying to create HTML files. I did look like a button. I mentioned it. I suppose it's not as
It's as straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file back into organized by who which speaker speaks what and how doing the same. I think that was the stupidest way of getting it wrong. Organize it by time, not by speaker. So that this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work. I think that's what I've done.
We can just email if we need.